91.3 WTSR. Good morning. 9:04 in the morning. You're listening to Electric Eclectic with Ryan, Samantha, and Jeff. My name is Ryan McClelland. I am your DJ, joined with super producer Jeff Stewart.
What's going on, people?
And today is a great, great, great day.
It's a fantastic day.
That was Best Rogers, and we will have Best Rogers live.
What? That's today?
That's today.
Oh, wow.
Now, she was originally supposed to be here back in, like, December.
December what?
19th.
19th, yeah.
And that was the day that Snowpocalypse hit. And Bess felt really bad. She's like, you know, it's snowing. I can't make it.
Right. She texted me, and she was all upset and stuff like that. And I was like, calm down. We got you.
And Samantha,
we still love you.
Samantha was like, well, if Bess isn't coming, I'm not coming.
Exactly.
No.
No, that's what she said.
No, man, it was snowing here, too. But me and Jeff, it wasn't really snowing bad in Ewing. So we kind of got out of the station into the car, and we're like, oh, it's not that bad. I dropped Jeff off home. I went home, and then...
like, I took a nap, I woke up, and I was like, oh, wow, it really is a winter wonderland.
It was like 96 inches or something.
Exactly.
Redonkulous like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it was so bad, I had to pay the neighborhood crackhead to shovel my steps.
Yeah. How'd that go for you?
It went really well.
Did it?
Yeah, I only had to give him $5 in a Newport.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this is what we should do. We should go find the drug-addled and homeless of the city and put them to work.
That's an excellent idea, sir.
You know, like, snowplows and, I don't know if snowplows they could operate it, but just give everyone a shovel.
Yeah. You know, like, pay them in sandwiches and hot coffee.
Even, you know, a few bucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to pay them, I think, legally, right?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, you give them some hot soup and they might be like.
Just like that?
That was me eating soup.
I think I heard that sound once in the Gremlins.
Yeah, that happens in the Gremlins. It also happens whenever I eat soup. Yeah, whenever I eat. It's pretty bad. It's from the military, you know, growing up in the military.
Right.
You had to eat quick. Basic training, you know, you sat down, they're like, get up! Finish everything! And so I was like, okay.
What's your fastest time?
I was like 36 seconds for a bowl of cereal, an egg omelet, some bacon, some grits.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to hit the music. Jenny Owen Young's 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Coming, matter of fact, I liked you like that. the sound of your favorite music on 91.3 FM WTSR.
To the point, you always get your way. But I've long run out of anecdotes and words to fill the space. And if this is supposed to be something more, then kindly explain what all the pain. Cause you wanted it, don't lie to me. Don't act like I wanted it more. You wanted it, don't hide from me. It's time that we settle the score once and for all. Myself up in your face, and then I picture myself walking away, but it never seems to go that way. That's so much easier than what I've got to say. And if this is supposed to be something more,
Mozilla 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind. Good morning, Electric Eclectic with Ryan, Samantha, and Jeff. My name is Ryan McClelland. I am your DJ. I am joined by
Samantha
and
Jeff.
I'm here early.
Yay.
No. You're here on time, darling. You're here on time.
What?
That is actually on time.
What do you mean?
Samantha's usually
here
about
the show starts before 10:30?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it actually starts at 9.
Wow.
There's silence.
I don't really understand what you guys are saying.
Exactly, because we're speaking English.
Plausible deniability. It is Bess Rogers Day.
Happy Bess Rogers, Rogers Day.
Yay. She will be on probably around from 10:30 till 12.
All day today and yesterday, actually. You guys have seen the movie Empire Records.
We have.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you know Rex Manning Day.
Yes.
All day I'm like, happy Bess Rogers Day. And then I got the cookies. And
now, if she shows up in Rex Manning's outfit, that would be the most incredible thing
that would be
ever.
The best day in the world.
Well, I've got the camera. I'm ready.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Bess, if you're listening, you should stop off at every shop to put together that ensemble before you get here.
Definitely.
You got 45 minutes.
If anyone has a 9-volt battery lying around, you live in Ewing, you can please call us at 609-771-2554. We're in need of a 9-volt, and we'll give you props on the air.
Why don't we just make Jeff run down to the 7-Eleven? It's a block away.
Yeah, but
I'm the producer. I got to produce stuff here.
Why don't you produce a 9-volt battery?
Why don't you produce your mouth shut?
Good one, Jeff.
And we have cookies.
You're a good one.
We have cookies.
Yes.
We have white cookies.
Those are Kuffner cookies. Those are Kuffner cookies.
Can you Kuffner cookies?
Can you explain what Kuffner cookies are?
Yeah. About a week ago, I was hanging out with Chris Kuffner. Chris Kuffner is a musician, also from Brooklyn. Coincidentally, engaged to Beth Rogers. he was at the show that she played with Allie Moss, also performing. And after the show, we were talking, and I asked him if he was coming with Beth to the show today. And he said he wasn't sure. He didn't really think so. And I said, well, if you come, I'll bring cookies. But if you don't, I won't bring them. And I don't know if you really want to neglect Beth from getting a cookie just because you didn't want to come.
So what happens if she shows up and he's not here? What's going to happen?
Those cookies go in the trash.
You're going to just throw away some perfectly good cookies?
Yeah. And we're going to take a picture of it and send it to Chris.
Wow.
I'm serious about this.
Even if Beth wants the cookie, I'm going to like slap her hand and be like, no. It's all Chris's fault.
How are those hostage negotiation lessons going for you?
Well, we're not giving you those pizzas.
Yeah.
Release all the hostages and shoot yourself in the head. No? Oh, okay, fine. We'll see.
He's going to show up.
Yeah. Now, here's me and
you. I also put a great picture of Kuffner up in my blog. Well, a link to a great picture that I took of Chris in the best hat ever.
You have not been reblogging
your
stuff.
I don't. I forget sometimes.
But you forgot for like 3 weeks.
Well, you're supposed to be keeping track of my site and reblogging it.
Come on. I am a busy person. Do you realize?
I'm a busy person.
Exactly. But I still reblog the blogs when I blog.
What's a blog?
What? Yeah, it's something on the internet.
Oh, the interwebs with the tubes and stuff.
Yes. Now, here's a question I have for Samantha.
Okay.
Are we going to tell Bess and Chris, what you originally thought of them when we saw them at the Jenny Owen Young show?
What? No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
That would make great radio
and
talk.
Actually, I did think that about Bess. But I, after seeing her again with her band, it was the other guy. It was the bassist. It wasn't Chris.
Oh.
The skinnier, bald guy, whose name I still don't know. In fact, I apologized to him in my blog because when I did a review of her and Ali's show, he's just Bess's bassist.
Oh, so the skinny,
I don't know his name.
Skinny bald guy. That's his name.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
He's actually credited on the new CD.
As skinny bald guy?
Well, there's a whole story behind it. You didn't go to the show because you're like, I'm not
lame.
Going.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, World of Warcraft, you're not allowed to call me lame.
Yeah, okay. At least I have friends.
All right.
I have real friends, not, you know,
whatever.
Trolls and...
Anyway... So 609-771-2554, that's the request line. If you have a 9-volt battery and are willing to drive over to the campus of TCNJ and give it to us.
We don't care where it comes from.
We'll give you a free CD and we will glorify you on today's program. We will not only thank you once, but about 30 times. So if you have a 9-volt.
I'll thank you on the interwebs.
And we'll thank
you forever.
We'll thank you everywhere.
We'll even take a picture of you and put you on the blog.
Even when we put this on YouTube, all the best footage, we'll say special thanks to your name.
And if your name was like,
don't hurt yourself.
Gosh.
Chijiwojifor. He's actually an actor.
Okay, no. But even if your name was like Alex Jones, you would be credited as Alex 9-volt Jones. And
yeah.
I like that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's your like.
This nickname.
Yeah. I like Chijiwojifor 9-volt Ijifor.
Well, it could be that, too, if he's listening.
Chijiwo, if you're listening, come on by. So that's 609-771-2554, request line, okay. And the 9-volt line. Give us a hookup. We will get to you.
These don't work.
The XX.
No?
I don't hear anything.
913.
I don't care.
WTSR.
Open your mind.
billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females. Now that's just ridiculous. 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind.
WTSR, open your mind. Good morning. 924. You're listening to Karen O and the Kids off the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack. If you have a request, 609-771-2554. If you have a 9-volt battery that you want to bring here to the station and be glorified on the air and on our website, give us a call again. 609-771-2554. We're going to go 90s with Oasis. 913 WTSR, open your mind.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Cause maybe should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
WTSR is completely commercial free.
Under the sea.
No, no, commercial free. Not under the sea.
Under the sea.
Commercial free.
Under the sea.
Are you even listening to me?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
What the hell are you talking about? It's commercial free. You know it's commercial free. Come on, right? Right?
Remember those old savings bonds you got for your birthday or graduation? Yeah, the ones you stuck away in a drawer and forgot all about? Well, after 30 years, those savings bonds have stopped earning interest, and you're losing money to inflation. In fact, Americans have billions of dollars of Series E savings bonds just sitting around. Find out if you have any savings bonds over 30 years old. Go to treasuryhunt.gov. Join the hunt at treasuryhunt.gov. A public service message from the Department of the Treasury.
Want to know what's going on at WTSR? Visit our website at www.wtsr.org and check out our latest news, reviews, and events. There you can also view our DJ schedule and stream us live. This is 91.3 FM WTSR. Open your mind.
Yeah.
Manic Street Preachers on 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind. That's Everything Must Go off of their album, Everything Must Go. My name is Ryan McClelland. I am your DJ. I am joined by Samantha.
Hi.
And Jeffrey.
Happy What's Best Rogers on? Day.
Happy Best Rogers Day to you, too.
Happy Rexman. I mean, Best Rogers Day.
God bless us, everyone.
Now that you said that, it's totally stuck in my head. There's that one scene with Ethan Embry runs up and he's like, Happy Rex Manning Day.
I know.
Just all so, like, retarded.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
I had, back when I was really interviewing people, I wanted to meet the entire cast of Empire Records. And I only did two.
That's two more than me.
Who did you get to meet?
I got to meet Johnny Whitworth, who was Liv Tyler's, like, he wanted to ask her out and it was the whole day trying to figure out how to do that. And then I met Rory Cochran.
Okay.
Who was, what was his name in the movie?
Lucas. Lucas wants money. Lots of money. Joe's money.
And I met them 2 days in a row. I'm on this rooftop party.
Mm-hmm.
With strippers, my wife is
stop the story right there.
My wife is bombed.
Mm-hmm.
Like Milo Ventimiglia was up there from Heroes, and I walk up, she's like humping him. It's like, Ryan, come meet Milo Ventimiglia. I'm like, I'm sorry, like, get off of, get up. And girlfriend's like behind Milo, going, who is this drunk girl?
That's my man. His knife fight.
And then, so walking around, then later on, Lauren's like, hey, it's Johnny Whitworth from Empire Records. I'm like, it's awesome. And then we met Zach Ward. Lauren's hatred for Zach Ward stems from the rooftop incident.
Who is Zach Ward?
Zach Ward. I've been reading about him for some strange reason. Remember the redheaded kid from A Christmas Story?
The bully?
I guess.
That is Zach Ward, child actor.
Yes. And then he went on to great performances in Transformers as Guy Killed by Scorponok, Resident Evil 2 as Guy Killed by Zombie.
Russian Guy Killed by Zombie.
Yes, Russian Guy. He's also in, he was in Titus.
Titus.
The brother.
He was in that Uwe Boll film, Postal.
He was actually the star of that. So he's like a sort of...
He's B.
B actor. So like he
B,
was
B plus.
So he walked up to Lauren while she was talking to Johnny Whitworth, and he's mm-hmm. like, hey, what's going on? And Lauren's like, oh, what magazine are you from? And he's like, no, I'm an actor. And Lauren's like, yeah, no, seriously, what magazine are you from? He got all insulted.
Oh.
And then I walk up, I'm like, hey, Zach Ward. And he's like, and he left. And he got all mad. Lauren's like, F that guy. So whenever he sees Zach Ward, she's like, turn this effing movie off. I'm not watching this guy.
Wow.
And then whenever I see him in a movie, I'm like, Zach Ward, what's up?
That's a good story, Ryan.
There was a point to the story, wasn't there?
Empire
Records.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So, met him, and then the next day, I interviewed Rory Cochran. And I was like, hey, I was hanging with Johnny Whitworth last night. He's like, okay, I'm here to promote my film.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to talk to you. Where's Barry McCormick?
What film was he promoting?
It was... Oh, man, I can't remember.
It doesn't matter.
The movie. It was actually a good film. It was a very indie film about Dirty Bomb goes off in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs home and seals off his house.
Oh.
And Mary McCormick is his wife. And she shows up. And she's outside the house. And he's like, I can't let you in. You're contaminated.
Wasn't he also Slater in Dazed and Confused?
He was.
The long-haired, like.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay.
And it was an excellent movie.
He's yeah, I read about the movie. He's a very versatile actor.
Yeah, I don't really think so.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh. You gotta be like, he's really versatile.
See, that's the thing about Samantha. You can't tell she's being sarcastic or she's being, you know, true. It's
We have to work on your sarcasm skills, especially now that you live in New Jersey.
Maybe I do that on purpose.
Was that sarcasm?
I think that was a little bit of sarcasm right there. Or she's just evil.
I think she's evil.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's how they build them out there in
Midwest.
I never
claim to be nice, ever.
No.
Yeah, well, the
But you're wearing like a Miffy t-shirt with a cute bunny, so you're thinking that
Miffy's the Dutch rabbit.
That's what I said.
Exactly.
And so I figured that maybe you were nice, but maybe she likes the t-shirt because she likes to murder rabbits.
I love rabbits.
By rabbits, she means children.
Yes. Okay, so.
She didn't refute that. She did not refute that.
No, she did not. Best Rogers Day.
Best Rogers Day.
Best Rogers Day.
Let's play some music.
We are. 609-771-2554. That is the request line. You want to hear something, give us a call. Also, if you have a 9-volt battery, live in Ewing Township, and want to drop it off here to the radio station, we will
give you 15 seconds of fame.
Not even. We will talk about you for the rest of the show. We will give you a nickname. Mm-hmm. We will thank you on our YouTube channel and on our blog, and you will be awesome. We'll dedicate a song to you. We'll give you a free CD.
Like if it was Toby Maguire, he could be Toby...
9-volt.
9V Maguire.
9V. Yeah. Oh, nice.
I think he'd be Toby, not Spider-Man, 9-volt Maguire.
Don't even talk to me about that, because I'm so mad about
that. I am
that.
So happy. We're going to talk about that after these songs. What are we listening to, Samantha?
I don't know.
You picked out the music.
Yeah. Are we listening to Tegan and Sarah?
We are listening to Tegan and Sarah.
Imagine that.
Oh, wow. Surprise.
I'm shocked.
Stunned, even.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tegan and Sarah, on directing 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
I'm gonna drink myself today, and in the crowd, I see you with someone else. I brace myself. and I never felt so alive and so dead. I'm gone.
Lawrence and the Machine here, 91.3 WTSR, open your mind, 9:45. You're listening to Electric Eclectic. My name is Ryan McClellan. I am your DJ. I am joined by
Samantha
and
Jeff.
Lawrence and the Machine, that album is called Lungs. It is
a great album, and if you don't already own it, you should definitely go and buy it today. It is
best of 2010.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best album this year, too.
It was number three on my list of my top 10 albums for 2009.
It's not as big here. In England, it's huge. Like, all her songs are charted.
Because they have taste.
Yeah.
They do have taste. And,
Man, lately I've been listening to the UK, now that's what I call music, CDs. Like, they're like 78 or whatever there. They're so much better than the U.S.
They're smoking hot, right?
Because they'll take, like, 10 really good U.S. tracks and then combine them with other awesome music. Instead of throwing on, like, Lady Antebellum.
Or Miley Cyrus or Lady Gaga or whatever.
I like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you would.
Whatever.
I don't like Lady Gaga, but I'm fascinated because she has a penis. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, she hides it really well, so that tucking thing.
Yes.
Good for her.
And even if it's just a rumor, she helps substantiate it, which then helps more... Like,
Did I send you the video of her like getting off the motorcycle at that live show?
No, but I saw that. I watched that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's what you have to do. If you want to be provocative, just put on a fake penis and get off a motorcycle.
I mean, I don't respect her music or anything like that, but you gotta respect her business savvy.
Right.
How she, you know.
What's wrong with her music? Just out of curiosity.
I like her production. Like, if she actually does produce all of her tracks, then she is a great, you know, producer.
Uh-huh.
But the lyrics just drive me crazy. Like, I just, ooh la la, goo ga, gaga, poker face. You know, that's pretty much all I hear.
So you're not a fan of her choruses, but have you paid attention to the lyrics of, like, the lyrics?
There's lyrics?
There's lyrics? All lyrics?
All I know is that I like Poker Face for one big reason, because on South Park they had a Guitar Hero segment where Cartman was singing Poker Face, and it was phenomenal. And if he didn't do Poker Face,
Walken,
which is brilliant,
interpretive reading of Poker Face,
that
was tremendous.
So she, by making this music, she's at least making things in the world that become better because of her music.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Guitar Hero, they should add Poker Face. Just so I can sing Poker Face.
Wouldn't that be better for DJ Hero?
I think.
I don't know.
Jeff.
Yes, Senior Jeff. Wow.
That, to be fair, you should listen to The Fame Monster, the new one.
Okay.
Because I think the lyrics are a lot better. It's a better album, in my opinion. And maybe you would like it more.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a listen, you know, while I'm on the toilet.
Wow. Speaking of on the toilet... We were having a debate offline,
yes,
which we will continue because I'm not satisfied yet, especially with Samantha's Drag Me to Hell comment. But Spider-Man 4, they decided not to make another sequel and to kind of reboot the series, put the character back in high school.
And make him all emo and make him all like
how do you
Twilight.
Know he's gonna be emo?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, Peter Parker's emo. Like,
in those movies, he's never Spider-Man. It's a 2.5-hour movie, Spider-Man for an hour, and for 45 minutes, his mask is off. He's like, hey, Spider Peter Parker. Like, hey, anyone with a telephoto lens knows he is Spider-Man.
Hey, dude, I can, you know, pick out in a lineup.
Seriously. He never has his mask on.
I'm not emotionally invested in the Spider-Man franchise. I just don't think Sony's going about it the right way, and I think that it's insulting to the audience.
Why?
What?
Why?
Why? Because you take a viable franchise like this, right, which has a built-in fan base, which, you know, you have these two movies. We're not going to talk about the third. You have these two movies that, you know, build on the mythos. You know, they're actually intelligent for a comic book movie, you know, and you're just going to get rid of all of that, you know, and make it more like Twilight so you can get those, you know, 13-year-old girls.
This is just your opinion. It's not going to be like Twilight. This is a comic book movie.
I don't
fanboys will not stand for
like...
Twilight Spider-Man.
Hollywood doesn't care what fanboys have to
they
say.
They really do because they could kill a movie. It can. Same with X-Men. X-Men 1 and 2 rocked. A lot of people think X-Men 3 was abysmal. What are they doing? They're rebooting the franchise. Bryan Singer is coming back. They're doing a prequel. Or they all come together, the X-Men, for the first time.
All right. Well, you know,
I think that sometimes it can work. Like, if you, for instance, Rob Zombie's Halloween was sort of like a complete revamp of the Halloween franchise where they talk about what happened in the beginning with Michael Myers.
Here's my thing.
And that was a great movie.
I wouldn't say great, but it was good. It was good for Rob Zombie.
Not Halloween 2.
But I haven't seen Halloween 2.
Don't bother.
I think it's just too soon to give up on the franchise. Like these other movies, they've had chances to really like burn it to the ground. Like, what are we up to? Like Halloween 15 before they decide to reboot it?
I think 6.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, they ran it to the ground and it's still 10 years.
It was 5. What was the one with Paul Rudd? Was that 5?
I don't know.
Then they did Halloween H2O. Then there was the one with Busta Rhymes.
There was one with Busta Rhymes?
You didn't see that one?
I think that is Halloween H2O.
No, yeah. No. With Busta Rhymes.
LL Cool J was in H2O, and then Busta Rhymes is the one where they're in the haunted house and they put the kids and they're doing the reality show.
Right. I guess I was just thinking that was H2O.
No, that's
was it H2O2 or something like that?
So it's like number 9. But I see what you're saying, and I see what you're saying.
Right.
I just think I think the franchise has become stale, and I don't think that bringing a new Peter Parker, a new Mary Jane Watson into a new sequel is going to help that. I think it's just going to, you know, I think people need to make it their own.
What do you think about the new Nightmare on Elm Street?
Awesome.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Jackie Earle Haley is a god.
Aside from the fact that you like the actor that's playing the role.
That's all you need.
What's the point of it?
Well, because that, another franchise that they have ran into the ground, and we're 10 years out from the last movie.
Not even. The last true Nightmare on Elm Street sequel was
that was New
93.
Nightmare. Yeah, that was New Nightmare.
So, I mean, that was a while. And, you know, Freddy vs. Jason was awesome. But not just because it had Catherine Isabel and her amazing acting assets.
Ample acting
assets. Beautiful assets. But it was a fun film.
It was fun, but it wasn't a Friday the 3rd. It wasn't a Nightmare on Elm Street film. You know, it was just, you know.
It was fun.
It was fanboys. You know, it was like, what would happen if, you know, you got Freddy and Jason versus each other? I'm going to eat some Cheetos.
And get Catherine Isabel naked in a shower scene.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. She was just hot. She's hot. Kate, if you're listening, thank you for acting. Thank you.
Acting, air quotes.
Air quotes.
Mute.
I just think it's a good idea to reboot that series because Kirsten Dunst is just...
Oh, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. She's horrible, horrible actress.
She was great in Bring It On, though. She was an excellent actress.
She didn't have to act for that, I don't think.
Yes. And that's... You should have just made sequels to that. Like, your character should be 40.
She goes to the Mark Wahlberg school of acting, where you just play yourself in every movie.
It's not true. I saw Mark Wahlberg in a very excellent film.
What was that?
Entourage?
Yeah, he's playing Mark Wahlberg.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He's awesome when he's playing himself.
He is awesome when he's playing himself. All right, should we get some music on?
Yeah, I guess we've geeked out enough.
Best Rogers Day.
Happy Best Rogers Day.
Happy Best Rogers Day.
Now, if you have a request, 609-771-2554, that is the request line. If you have a 9-volt battery and want to bring it down here to the campus of the College of New Jersey to us.
We don't care where it comes from. We won't judge you.
You can bring us a battery. Give us a call, 609-771-2554. What are we listening to? Samantha. What are we listening to?
Washington.
How to Tame Lions.
Yeah.
I don't know the song, but I will. 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
How do you tame a lion? It was a savvy From the Hamptons to Aspen, you're listening to WTSR online at WTSR.org.